Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I do thank the Lord for this privilege that we have day after day together by the radio and study the Word of God together. Let me encourage you, if it's at all possible, get your Bible and follow along with us in the Word of God today. We're turning again to the book of Psalms 91. The Bible said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And I'm building the thought this week upon this secret place that God speaks about here in verse number 1. "He that dwelleth," that means to come in and stay a while, to linger, to sit down and tarry for a while in that place. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And I'm dealing with a thought on why the devil hates the secret place. And again, I say to you, if you've ever really got serious in spending time with God, you have discovered that when you think about praying, the devil will place everything possible in your mind that you need to do. Then he will attract us into doing other things instead of coming to the secret place and spending some time alone with God. And may I say to you, my friend, there are reasons for him hating the secret place. It's not that the devil's just being contrary when you start to go to the secret place, but it's the devil knows what will happen in that secret place. And so he's going to do everything he can to keep you from getting there in that place of prayer. Again, let me remind us of Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6, where the Bible said, "And thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which seeth in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret will reward thee openly." So God teaches us to have that place where we can come and shut out the world and shut ourselves in with God. I thought as I was preparing for the broadcast, most of us who have had a place of prayer, we've shut the door, but we did not get inside. We shut ourselves out instead of shutting ourselves in alone with God. But the devil hates the secret place. Someone has said the devil trembles when he sees a child of God on their knees in holy communion with God in the manner of prayer. And I started on yesterday by saying to you, the devil hates the secret place because he knows that in that secret place, God will give us an awareness of sin. And I use several thoughts in the Bible just as a reminder without going into detail. Often we, like Simon Peter, are guilty of following the Lord afar off. Often we, like Ananias, have not fulfilled our promise and commitments to God. Oftentimes we are like the Corinthian believers. We are carnal babies and need to grow up. Oftentimes we are like a church at Ephesus. We have left our first love. Or we are like the Laodiceans. We become lukewarm. But then I went to the book of Isaiah chapter number 6. And I pointed out to you this great picture of what I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah chapter number 5, Isaiah is a finger-pointing, fireball fundamentalist. He points his finger at others at least 5 or 6 times in that chapter and said, "Woe unto them." But friend, when he gets with God in chapter number 6, verse number 1, the Bible said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. And when he saw the Lord, he saw him sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." And by the way, if you ever see him high and lifted up and exalted as he is, his train will fill your temple as well. But when Isaiah saw the Lord, he saw his highness, He saw his holiness. He saw his righteousness. Then Isaiah is made aware, as he sees God's holiness, he's made aware of his own unholiness. As he beholds the righteousness of God, then he's made aware of the unrighteousness of Isaiah. And as he sees the greatness of God, then he realizes that he himself is nothing. And so in verse number 6, Isaiah cried out, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and mine eyes have seen the Lord, the King, the Lord of hosts." And friend, it changed Isaiah's life because God made him aware of his sins as he's alone there with the Lord. So I say to you, the devil hates the secret place because the secret place will reveal our sinfulness. It will make us aware of just how dirty and guilty and vile we are in the presence of a thrice holy God. Let me say this again. If we compare ourselves by ourselves, then we may look pretty good. But if we compare ourselves with the Lord, we find ourselves very dirty and defiled and polluted in our own sin. I did not do this on yesterday, but let me give an illustration, a true experience. Many years ago, one of the men of our church bought a new white pickup truck. Standing outside our church one day after the services, some of the men were jesting around, looked over at him and said, "What color is that truck anyway?" And he looked over there at it. We could all see it. I mean, his own words said, "I don't know." And so one of the little boys spoke up and said, "It's white." And he said, "I thought it was too, till it snowed." And then one day it snowed. I looked out the window, and that white truck was not very white in the sight of that beautiful snow. We may look pretty good if we don't get around God, but if we get around God, then his presence makes us aware of how wicked and sinful we are. Let me mention one other thing, and I got to move. You remember Adam and Eve sinned and took fig leaves and sewed them together and made themselves aprons. And those aprons probably looked pretty good to Adam and Eve until they realized God was coming. And then when God came in the garden, they realized they were naked, and they ran and hid themselves behind the tree. And friend, when you hang around God in that secret place, God will reveal your sinfulness. You stay in that closet of prayer, and you'll start remembering and repenting of things that you had forgotten. But God will show us how dirty and defiled we really are. I know our flesh does not like those terminologies. Friend, that's the way we are in the sight of a thrice holy God. So the devil hates the secret place because the secret place gives us an awareness of sin. Now, notice a second thought. The devil hates the secret place because the secret place gives to us an attitude of supplication. You see, friend, the more you pray, the more you want to pray. The more you stay alone with God in the secret place, then the more you'll go with a prayer on your heart and communing with God throughout the rest of the day. You see, that secret place tunes our spirit and our heart to the tune of God. It helps us to purge our mind and our thoughts from the things of this world. And it helps us to set our affections on things above instead of things of this earth. And friend, you can come out of that secret place with a spring in your step, a song in your heart, and you'll go through the day aware of God's presence in your life. And you'll not just spend a period of time in the secret place praying, but you'll talk to God throughout the day. He's your friend. He goes with you. And you learn you can speak to him in an informal manner as you go through the business of your day. I looked at the Word of God, and I discovered the more that people pray, the more you want to pray. You remember it was David that said, morning, evening, and at noon will I cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. David prayed three times a day, but he meditated upon God a lot more than that. If you read the book of Psalms, you'll understand that. And then Daniel entered into his place of prayer, there where he prayed with the window being open to Jerusalem. And friend, the more you pray, the more you want to pray. Can I say it? The more you talk with God, and the more God speaks to you and moves in your life, the better you become acquainted with God, and the better friend you become with God. And friend, when God's your friend, you'll speak to him more than once a day. You'll speak to him more than twice a day or more than three times a day. You'll have communion with him as you go about your daily business. What a wonderful privilege it is. What a joy. Hallelujah. What an honor it is to think that I, wicked, wretched, hell-deserving sinner, saved by the grace of God, can have an audience with God anywhere I'm at. I can commune with God, and God will commune with me. I meet him in that secret place, and then he'll go with me throughout the day. Thank God. Hallelujah. You see, praying will do some things. Praying will clean you up. Praying will straighten you out. Praying will cheer you on. Praying will humble you down. And praying will lift you up and give you a song in your heart and the joy in your soul. The more you pray, the more God will move in a spirit of supplication in your heart. Praying will get you to wanting what God wants. And the more you want what God wants, then, my friend, the more you seek his face. You don't want to take any steps without his will is manifested. You see, friend, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And as you pray and you commune with God, you become aware of your sins and you confess those sins and repent, get them under the blood, and you find such a joy and such a thrill and such an honor in communing with God till you'll do it throughout the day. Now listen to me carefully. One of the biggest battles I've had in these years of my Christian life is disciplining myself to meet with God in the secret place of prayer. And friend, it'll be a problem for you too. But I want to tell you something. If you'll meet God in the morning of prayer, then God will meet with you throughout the day. And all of the burdens and battles and cares that come up, he'll be there as a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, as a friend that loveth at all times. And you'll find yourself going through the day, working your job or whatever you may be doing in your mind. Instead of thinking the ungodly things of this world, you're meditating upon him and you're communing with him. And he's kissing your soul with the kisses of his love and the joy of his salvation. So the devil hates the secret place, because it gives us an awareness of sin. It gives us an attitude of supplication. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.